It is calendar year 2024, week number two. And, you know, it's time probably to address your security measures. I don't know how often you update passwords, how often you look into cybersecurity on your computers, whether it be your phone or your PCs and such. But it's time certainly to do that again. And how creative, unfortunately, these hackers are. And kind enough to join me this morning, he's the president, CEO of Sachs Consulting and Investigative Services. Great friend of mine, Tim Dimoff, with us. And Tim, good morning. And I know you go around talking about passwords, getting them changed, and fighting cybersecurity. And I thought you could start off about the development of these hackers each and every day. They're trying to find creative ways to get in to all of our accounts and complicate our life.
Ray, you're exactly right. And cybersecurity is an area of concern, and every year it increases in its intensity. The criminals increase in their ability to penetrate and capture so much through the internet, through emails. And we just have to be more educated and diligent. Starting off, absolutely, passwords, not using the same passwords for all your different mechanisms, having different passwords. Also, Ray, we're moving and need to keep moving towards what they call dual authentication. And by that, I mean, you know, where there's two steps to accessing your electronic devices, and conveniently for us, using thumbprints, eye scans, and other types of fast methods is really going to be moving forward in the next couple years. And that's for access to buildings and to electronics and anything where there's a two-step process for the authentication. So it could be a code plus your thumbprint, or a code plus you're looking into looking physically into something that's located at a door. So that's where we're going. Cybersecurity is increasing in its demand. But as fast as the criminals move forward, we have the ability to move forward just as fast to defend against it.
And that's where I want to go next, Tim. Nice segue. You've done this before, my friend. But we need to fight. We can't let the guard down. And a lot of people listening to us with their home PCs, their home iPads and such, and their laptops will say, hey, that ain't going to happen to me. What do they care about me living in Akron or Cuyahoga Falls, Wadsworth, Barberton and such? But really, these hackers are looking to penetrate any way they can. So let's go to the residents themselves, Tim. You know, when we talk about cyber safety, security things, what they need on their computers, and how often they should change those passwords to try to stay as safe as they can.
Yeah, great question. And you know, a lot of people working from their home, and the bigger problem now we have is with the significant increase in people remotely working from their house with their computers, with their company computers and phones. That has only increased the problem, because working from home isn't the same security status or structure as if when you're working from your employment building. So employers have had a heck of a challenge with people working remotely where they aren't surrounded by all this IT security that they had at the workplace. So working from home, working personally from your computer, whatever, we have to take those precautions. Once again, the cybersecurity or the criminals are targeting more individuals because they know they're working remotely, and they're also targeting individuals at their residence personally because they know they don't have any high level or high, they don't have as high a level of security as when the business is. And, you know, you just keep adding to all this. So once again, also, small businesses are being attacked at a higher rate for ransomware. So when you put all that together, the cyber criminals have learned to just attack thousands of targets per day, and see which ones are weak and take advantage of them.
Tim Dimoff is with us. He's the president and CEO of Sachs Consulting and Investigative Services. And Tim, I want you to reiterate this topic here because you've done a very good job of presenting this to me. Is a decade ago, a lot of people were apprehensive about online shopping, whether it be through their laptop, PC, or on their phone. And you've done a good job of educating me, saying, hey, when you're out and about shopping, you're really putting your stuff at high risk because of the wireless entries and such. Talk about the risk in online shopping. We've become accustomed to it being very safe now when we go to name websites, but sometimes we'll look for the best deal when we're out in a mall or a shopping center, and we do that. And with wireless not being secure, you're kind of rolling the dice a little bit. Hit that again for us, Tim, if you don't mind.
Sure. If you use known business or shopping locations, such as Amazon, you know that Amazon is a solid business. A lot of people get solicited for to shop, and they can get a great deal at these different types of online businesses where they can purchase things. What you need to first do is you really need to explore what are these off sites, these not so common sites that you're being solicited for. And a lot of times, many of these products that are offered to individuals that just seem like a great deal, well, they are a great deal, but behind them can be strong potentiality of criminals and cybersecurity issues. So if you're going to utilize a new site, first thing before you buy anything on it is check it out. You know, Google the name, look for it on the internet, see if it's really a legitimate, see if there's any complaints against it, see how it's rated. You've got a lot of access to check out these, what I call off sites, before you start shopping on them. But once again, the best thing to do is really, if you're going to do online shopping, shop with well-established organizations and internet locations and places that are well-established, because the well-established shopping locations on the internet also have well-established security. And quite honestly, they have very good financial deals for purchasing products. So stick to the pros. Stay away from the offshoots.
With us, Tim Dimoff, President, CEO, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. And you know, those services and where you're scrolling, and I was reading a stat, Tim, that half of the world right now is on Facebook in one way or another. And that's just one of the social media platforms, but a lot of people are on there. And that, you know, your analytics, your needs and wants and looks are then sold. I remember there's a certain brand of shoes, and I won't mention it, that I was looking at a couple of months ago, wanted to get a new pair of them. And before I knew it, I was getting these 75% off sales on that particular brand of shoe. So I was intrigued, and I got to look. And Tim, to your point, it was some website I never heard of that wanted me to buy these shoes that are a little bit costly, but they were 75% off. And some people might jump on those, but thankfully, through my conversations with you, I didn't go down that black hole. But you can really get sucked in on some of that stuff. Your needs and interests are sold on the market, Tim, and talk about that to these people that play to your likes, your needs, your interest, and offer you those unbelievable deals, right, Tim, that you should pass up.
Yeah, well, first, a lot of those unbelievable deals are knockoffs. They're not the real product, so that's a problem. secondly, if I'm a criminal, Ray, and you're willing to pay $150 for a pair of shoes, and I can give them to you for $50 and save you $100, as a criminal, I don't care if I sell you a pair of shoes that you want for $50, save you $100. What I'm really interested in is when you pay for those shoes and you use your charge card online, and then I get information that's valuable to me as a criminal, and I get to access now your charge card, and I get to go out in what we call a blast, meaning I take your charge card information, and very quickly, I go out and make multiple purchases with your charge card. I get my $100 back I saved you, plus thousands of more dollars. And that's what the game is all about. So once again, to your point, shop with the people that you know for sure are legit. And you can get great deals from a lot of legit customers, and also avoid buying knockoffs.
Change your passwords, folks. That's real important. Tim, to wrap up our conversation this morning, again, to the home person on their laptop, does a lot of work and such. Yeah, I'm not asking you to do the name brands, but with everything evolving with security in our laptops, what should we make sure that we have downloaded or put on those laptops to try to be as safe as we can?
Well, I think basically you got to look at what kind of security do you have with your laptop personally at work. If you're a small company, a lot of small companies don't have good security systems, firewalls. What about being utilizing services that can notify you when things are potentially dangerous or questionable that you're dealing with? And once again, small, medium, large businesses, individuals, you know, use really good passwords, mix it up, change it once a year at least. Don't use the same passwords for all the different things that you access. And, you know, we just have to be more diligent about where we go. One last thing.
Yeah.
Probably the majority of cyber violations for individuals, which also can lead to violations or penetration by criminals for companies, is our habit, all of us, clicking on links that come up in different emails. When you click on a link, and really before you click on any link, make sure you know who it came from and that it's authentic. But the biggest culprit in penetration to individuals and to companies is us individually clicking on all these different links that we get sent to us by email. And we really shouldn't be clicking on them unless we really know who we're talking to.
There you go. Tim, great information, insight. I knew you'd have it for us, my friend. Always appreciate the time. Tim Dimoff, again, President, CEO, Sachs Consulting and Investigative Services. Good talking with you again, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.